with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the Trump campaign and its supporters are complaining about the TV network hosting this week's debate. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Even though Donald Trump repeatedly called for a debate with Joe Biden and his team agreed to the terms of Thursday's debate hosted by CNN, the former president and his supporters are crying foul. They're unhappy with the selection of Jake Tapper to be one of the moderators, and they're complaining that a Trump spokesperson's CNN interview was cut short. Trump advisors say they expect an unfair debate, even as the network defends the journalistic experience of its two moderators. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israel's army draft laws are changing. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Israel's Supreme Court has ruled unanimously that the military must begin drafting ultra-Orthodox men for military service, a decision that could lead to the collapse of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's governing coalition as Israel continues to wage war in Gaza. The court ruled that in the absence of a law that distinguishes between Jewish seminary students and other draftees, Israel's compulsory military service system applies to the ultra-Orthodox like any other citizen. Under long-standing arrangements, ultra-Orthodox men have been exempt from the draft. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
European Union regulators have accused Microsoft of possibly abusive practices that violate the bloc's antitrust rules by tying its Teams messaging and video conferencing app to its widely used business software. The European Commission says it's concerned the U.S. tech giant has been restricting competition by bundling Teams with its core office productivity applications such as Office 365 and Microsoft 365. This is SRN News. It's been a bumpy road for a pro-female business tour. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
The Independent Women's Forum is driving around the country campaigning to keep men out of women's sports. But transgender activists don't like that message, and rather than protest, they have taken to vandalizing the bus. Obscene graffiti has been scrawled on the vehicle at one stop. Eggs were also thrown. The IWF is fighting the Biden administration's efforts to reinterpret Title IX so as to allow men to compete against women. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The alleged rape of a 12-year-old Jewish girl and a suspected anti-Semitic attack has sent shockwaves throughout France. It's also thrust the rash of anti-Semitism in the country to the forefront of campaigning for next month's legislative elections. Anti-Semitism is far from a new issue in French policies, where debates still flare over the Vichy government's complicity with Hitler during the Second World War. SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
A rebound for NVIDIA propped up a weakened Wall Street and kept U.S. stock indexes close to their records. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% and neared its all-time high set a week earlier. The NASDAQ composite leaped 1.3% for its first gain in 4 days. Such strength came even as a majority of stocks on Wall Street outside artificial intelligence winners did fall. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, which doesn't include NVIDIA among its members, slumped 0.8%, losing 299 points to finish at 39,112. The NASDAQ gained 220 to 7,717. The S&P 500 up 21 to 54.69. New York oil fell 80 cents to $80.83 per barrel. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.